This is Jordan, and you're listening to the Code 7 Podcast Network.
Warning. This episode contains the three A's of podcasting: adult content, adult language, and awesomeness. You've been warned.
Welcome to Within the Trenches, true stories from the 911 dispatchers who live them.
Good morning. This is recorded with the Code 7 Podcast Network, and this is going to be episode 286 of Within the Trenches, true stories from the 911 dispatchers who live them. And we are recording live from Baltimore, Maryland for the 2019 APCO Conference. And with me today, I have a live audience. Let's hear it. That is pretty damn good for 9:30 in the morning. So excellent. And as I was telling the audience earlier, I was thinking my ass was going to be here by myself, getting some work done, whatever. But we're here. We just finished off episode 285, which was Imagine Listening, where we shared IM91 stories. They were powerful stories. We shed some tears. We healed together, and we learned that we are not alone. And now we're going to talk about the lighter side of dispatch. The funny stuff that happens that you hear on radio, late night television, all types of stuff. So who wants to start it out? Who has a funny story to tell? Oh, there's someone actually raised someone's arm. So here we go.
I got this 911 call. This lady, she was livid. I mean, she was so upset. I had to calm her down. Well, what's the problem, ma'am? I need animal control. Someone's abusing animals over here. I need PETA. She was wanting everybody to concern these animals. I was like, what's wrong? Someone has stuck two dogs together. In the back of my mind, I was like, I remember as a child this happening and my granddaddy getting a hose pipe to get them loose. And I said, ma'am, I believe they did that on purpose. They'll calm down and they'll come loose. I had to explain to the birds and the bees. So it was so funny. She was embarrassed, but it was one of the most memorable calls I've received.
So for all of you that, I know that everyone's here got great staffing. So from the management standpoint, so you understand why you're understaffed, so I do hiring. And before we went to online applications, we had paper applications. So someone walked in and it said they were a felon, so I tried to make them understand why I couldn't hire a felon. And she said, wait, I need to make sure you understand. When I hired that hitman to kill my husband, I just wanted him to hurt him, not kill him. That's not a joke.
So my funny story is I get a call from a little boy, answer 911, and he says, my mommy's stuck in the vacuum. And it took me for a minute, and I said, does your phone have a cord on it? He says, no. Can you take the phone to your mom? Thinking I've got another little boy calling and making fun. So he takes the phone over and she says, hello. And I said, ma'am, I work for local sheriff's office. I said, this is sheriff's office. Your little boy called 911. He says, you're stuck in the vacuum. And she says, yes, I am. I have waist length long hair and I was cleaning up a mess that he had spilled. And I bent over to pick up a toy and my hair got caught in the fan. It was a shop vac on the top of the vacuum, and she was now ear to the top of the vacuum. Well, we're law enforcement. We don't handle things exactly like that. So I transferred her over to the fire department, and I get a male on the phone who says, well, just cut your hair. And I interrupted, said, no, you need to send the fire department out to help her take the vacuum apart. They sent the fire department out. They took the vacuum apart. She ended up losing about 3 inches from her hair, but they painstakingly unwrapped it. But I'll never forget, my mommy's stuck in the vacuum.
Nice.
I took a call from a citizen who was complaining that there was a loud buzzing noise coming from a nearby power supply area. And so, just like we always do, you send out a fire engine to just check it out, make sure there's nothing horribly wrong with it. They get out there, they get in, they're taking a look at it. I've already got our power company on the phone to let them know, hey, you probably need to come and look at this. It's probably a bad transformer, something weird like that. They get out there, and while I'm on the phone with the power company, they say, we found the problem. There's a lizard stuck in the power supply. They should probably come out and get this thing out. We're not going to touch it. And so I'm laughing on the phone with the power company because neither of us had ever experienced anything like that before.
About my second year in dispatch, they updated our radio system and our alert tone button had stopped working for some reason. No one could tell us why. Well, we had an officer get into a fight, tried hitting the button, nothing worked. So I just said, all units emergency traffic only. Got like 9 phone calls, people yelling at me, why didn't you clear the air? Well, the very next day, I got another situation similar to that. And still to this day, 9 years in, this is what I'm best known for. And a recording was made. It's sent out to trainees. An officer got into another fight. He said, clear the air. I hit the button. Nothing worked. So I thought to myself, I'm not going to get these 9 phone calls again. So over the radio, I went, pee-doo, pee-doo, pee-doo. All units of mercy traffic only.
So in our agency, we have what everybody has, your frequent flyers. And we used to have this guy. He had learned early on not to call 911. He would call the admin lines. And we got to where we knew his phone number, and we would just pick it up and wait because he would start a conversation with, listen here, you dumb bitches. And he would just go off everything. And he talked so fast. He's talking about making meth out of baby brains and his sister Deborah is having sex with his dad, and the nurses keep coming in and measuring him, and 9 3/4 inches, and we're all like, what is going on here? So, and this became, it was every day, multiple times a night, and I don't know what happened, but he moved out of town or something. I haven't heard from him in years, and I just think sometimes, gosh, I sure do miss him.
So I work at an agency in Southwest Missouri, and I'm just going to put it out there. We're hillbilly. That's what we are. We are hillbilly central. And every now and again, one of the dyed-in-the-wool hillbillies will call in, and it tends to be entertaining. And this is my favorite one. And you know how you can tell when somebody calls with something outlandish, and you can always tell if it's BS. You can always tell if they're drunk. You can tell if they're on something. You just got that thing that clicks in your head, and you're like, oh, it's one of these. Well, this one was so authentic. So I'd been released for about 6 months, and it was in the hot summer, which, again, what's going on with the calls in the hot summer? And isn't that why Florida's nuts all the time? Because it's hot all the time? Anyway, so I take the call, and this guy said, oh God damn, there's a huge UFO over the guy. Holy shit. And you could hear people in the background, lots of people, oh, my God, holy shit. It was just chaos. And you could tell that something legit was going on. And it was pure, the only thing missing was banjo. But it was, there's a UFO over the top of our house. And, oh, holy shit. And there's people in the background just, oh, God. Oh, holy. You can hear people running. Holy shit. Which that we've said that for about the next year. Holy shit. There's a UFO. Anyway. So we dispatched cops out there. And back then we were in a smaller building and cops used to come in all the time. We don't have that much contact with them now, but they'd come in and talk to us about the calls that they'd gone on, which was a kind of a bit of cool closure. So the cops came in about 30 minutes after that, and they said there wasn't anybody there. It's like a house, and there were cars, and there was no one there. I swear this is a true story. I never found out what happened. All I remember are the hillbillies out there, and all that was missing again was the banjo. But holy shit, there's a UFO over there. Oh, my God. And people in the background, I don't know what happened. I think it's funny. I mean, they may still be up in the sky. I don't really know what.
Hi, I've been doing this for many years, and this is a story about myself. I've been dispatching for years, and we're a small community, so I dispatched my officer to what should have been the Rout County Courthouse. I dispatched him to the Rout County Whorehouse.
Just a caveat on that last story. Probably one of my favorite things in dispatch is when somebody announces the ejaculation of a victim in a car crash. I'm like, oh, you're close. Probably one of the most memorable calls that I got that just completely caught me off guard. It was a 911 call, and you know, you get ready. You're like, all right, here we go. I answered 911, you know, Franklin County 911, what's your emergency? There's a fucking ostrich in the road. And I'm like, we're in Virginia. Where do you get ostriches? And we send people out there, and it turns out he was close. It's going to be an emu. There was an emu farm nearby. Still not an ostrich, but definitely one for the memory books.
This is a story on myself as well. It was about a month ago, actually, about 3 o'clock in the morning on a Thursday. And we've got a couple different low-income housing areas. And I dispatched officers to this road very calmly, very methodically. Units, we've got a fight in progress at blah, blah, blah. There are adults farting in the street.
Talking about the animal calls and you know, the kid ones get me. Also elderly. I'm also very sympathetic when I get an elderly caller, and I had this woman call, and she was most upset. There was a tiger in her backyard. And I thought, well, you know, maybe it's a large dog that's got the brindle or whatever. Get officers out there. There's nothing in her backyard. Finally figured it out because she keeps calling about this tiger. There's a picture of a tiger in her bedroom.
Okay, so I've been doing this for about 30 years now, and past 19 as a supervisor. So I get the great voicemails or emails saying, hey, we got a good open mic for you. And so we have all these bloopers over the years of officers, phone calls, dispatchers with open mics. But one of my favorites was probably when I first started and I had a supervisor working with me, and not being as busy as some other places are, we were watching Price is Right one day. And so I don't know if any of you remember, there's a game where you have to try to win a car and you're standing on the numbers and you have to move from one number to the next. So we're watching it, and then all of a sudden I look at my supervisor and she's yelling, jump, you dummy, jump. And this whole time she's doing this, she has her foot on the foot pedal talking, and this went on for about a good 10, 15 seconds. Jump, dummy, jump.
So this was back when I had first started call taking, and I was on this one besides me shift. And I took a phone call, and this guy starts off with, now I know you're going to think that I'm crazy, but I promise I'm not on drugs. There's lions and tigers and bears in my backyard, and I don't know when the last time they ate was, and I'm sure they think I look like a steak. And he told me where he lived, and I transferred him to the next jurisdiction because thank God that wasn't us. And he starts the conversation off with that dispatcher as, you're going to think I'm on drugs, but I'm not. There's lions and tigers and bears. There's a white tiger walking around my work truck. And I'm thinking, this guy has got to be on some good shit. He is on it this morning. Like, this is, I don't know what he's got, but dear God. So I waited about 30 minutes and I called the next jurisdiction, and they said that they heard from DNR that there really was a white tiger and lions and bears from some kind of like illegal little petting zoo place that had washed out from all the rain, and they got out of the fences. So he really wasn't crazy, but we thought he was.
So I got this 911 call that came in one time. This guy said, I just got my brains blown up. And I said, sir, if you just got your brains blown up, you wouldn't be able to talk to me. He said, no, you dumb bitch, I just got hit.
Hold on. Wait a minute. Let's rewind just a minute. Did you say... No. Just the last part. No.
I just got hit.
Okay. So that is, you know, I have to, when I was in dispatch, I don't think I ever got a call like that. So that is a funny one. Thank you very much for sharing that.
So we all work for a very small agency overnight. A lot of times there's not a whole lot going on, so we have to find ways to entertain ourselves. There were three of us working one night. My partner and I, she's also female, we were looking out at the cameras and we saw a family of cats walking across the parking lot. So each of us both got up and ran over to the window and we're saying, here, kitty, kitty, come here. Let me pet you. I love you. Did not realize that my partner's mic was keyed up by accident, of course. So we were sitting there just saying, here, kitty, kitty, kitty. And of course, the radios were lighting up, but no one could hear anything at that point. And the phone started ringing. While this was happening and we were trying to catcall a bunch of families of cats, our other partner on the other side of the room said very loudly, you guys are so fucking retarded. Luckily, no one said anything to us, but that's definitely something that we still remember and laugh at each other about on a daily basis.
It was my first week in dispatch, and the only thing the training I had was, here's the phone and here's the button for the mic. And the call came in, 911 call. The lady said, send the fire department. What's the reason, ma'am? The string is stuck. I lost the string. And I'm like, okay, what is that? And she said, my tampon is stuck and I can't get it out. And I'm looking at other people like, what am I supposed to do with that? They said, send the fire department. So I was like, what am I supposed to call that? I don't know. So I dispatched the fire department and I said, the female problem. She's having female problems.
Oh, wow. All right. Well, sorry. Some of those calls got me all flustered. So as we go into the wrap up of this episode, for those who are listening, if you have any comments, questions, or you want to be a guest on the show, you can email us, and that's going to be wttpodcast@gmail.com. You can follow us on Twitter. That is @91podcast. You can like us on Facebook. That's facebook.com/withinthetrenchespodcast. This episode, along with all the others, can be heard 24/7 on Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Spotify, your favorite podcasting app, and withinthetrenches.net. Thank you all for coming to this session this morning and sharing your stories, for being brave enough to share your stories, and also to be here for each other, because this is what it's needed. So thank you again very much. A round of applause for everyone who shared their stories.
You just listened to a Code 7 Network podcast. If you have any questions or would like to be a guest on the show, send an email to wttpodcast@gmail.com.